Yo, yo, what up, everybody? It's Psych on the mic. It's a Dome Shots podcast. I'm bringing this shit to you. Got the homie microphone speaker right here.
What up?
And as always, number 17.
What's up, everybody? Let's get this started off with a shout out to the homie Mars, you know. A great guest, you know, like last time he was on, you know, that's like our highest rated episode, you know.
We're gonna have to tape for that one.
And, I had this like full train of thought, you know, and it's like, you know, the audience is probably like all your other ones and shit, you know, but, my girl wanted to go to church, you know, and this is the weekend of the lottery. You remember the Mega Millions? It was like $1 billion. Yeah, so it was that weekend, you know. She wanted to go to church, but it's not because of that. It was just like she wanted to go to church, so we went. And when I went to church, the priest who was there, he had like a heavy accent, so I couldn't really understand what he was saying, but I knew the passage he was talking about, you know, so it gave me free time to think. And here comes the food thought, you know, it reminded me of that one dude, Jesus Christ, you know. And
we're in a church listening to some food you can't really understand, but I think so, and all you thought was Jesus Christ.
Yeah, because I'm in church, so it's related, you know. And props to that fool, man, he straightened out his life, he's all into Jesus, you know.
He converted through dancing.
Yeah, and I was thinking about that fool. To really show love for Jesus Christ, you know, like Chris Rock said, some people, like, they like the movie so much, they gotta bust a cap at the screen and shit. So I was like, yeah, he should have fucking busted a shot into the audience. And then I was thinking, like, you know, like, above their heads, you know, like, not, you know, show mad love.
Like Tombstone.
Jesus Christ, bam, you know? And then I was thinking, like, what if some fool stood up and walked to the bathroom and that bullet hit that fool and shit, you know? And I was like, fuck. But that's more likely to happen than you winning the lottery, you know? Like, straight
anything
up.
Anything is more likely, fool. Like, the people that win that shit, they probably don't even exist. Like, that was just some computer animation on the screen telling me that he won this money. The government won that money, homie. Straight up.
Yeah, hell yeah.
That's some funny shit. When that whole shit was happening, that billion shit, they were talking about how much money you would actually get off of that shit, you know? Like, and we live in Cali. Cali is one of the most expensive tax states there is. So, you know, in the end, the government, the state, whoever it is that's taking their money in that shit, you know, like, they're coming up on like 70% of your winnings.
No, I think it's like 30. They take a third of that.
38% is like the tax in just Cali. But if you're going to take like the like, you say, I don't want yearly payments brought out to me, I want all of it now, they already tax you like 40% on that shit, fool. Like, so 40, and the state's gonna tax you 30. You come out with like, I want $1 billion, but I got like 300 million.
Nah, they said if you took the lump sum payment of the, I think it was like 1.2 billion, you get like 700 million.
Nah.
Yeah.
You lose 700 million, fool. Like, those fools come up, fool. They come up.
I know, they tax you, man. But
a lot. They take more than half of your winnings, fool. They do. Those fools are coming up. But it's like, that's why it's funny, because like the people that you see, I mean, you see some of them, but it's not really like likely. Like someone young winning the lottery. You don't see some 18-year-old fool or like 20-year-old fool. You see, like, they're older, you know? Like, this fool's not set for life. He's set for some. But imagine some 18-year-old fool hitting the lottery on that shit.
You know? Dead, man. You know, straight up.
Fucking OD or get God or drunk inside of his yacht and he falls off the boat.
He just fucking sinks to the bottom of the ocean all fucked up. But yeah, that's what I was thinking, man. Like, what would you do if you won that fucking, that money, man? You know, because me personally, the first thing I'll do is I'll get a lawyer. Jew lawyer, man.
Who's going to come up off
yeah,
you.
Yeah, but he's going to make you money at the same time. And those fools Smeagol the law. They know. You know, like, as long as you take care of me, I'll take care of you. You know what I'm saying? And then second, you know, pay off everything, you know, whatever your bills. But I'll buy like a pad, you know. I wouldn't even live in it straight up. I'll fucking just buy it to own like property, and with the rest of the money, I'll just live in like nice hotel penthouses where I don't have to clean. I can just get room service, whatever. Cause you'll never run out of money, man. And that's how I'll live just like the rest of my life and shit, in penthouses and shit.
There was a news interview when the lottery was at another high moment. And she asked this fool, like, what would you do with it, with the winnings? And it was live TV. And that fool was like, strippers and cocaine. He put that shit out there.
That fool was probably going to be broke in no time.
Strippers and cocaine.
That fool going to OD by then and shit.
Hell yeah, or 10 years later, die of AIDS or something and shit, man.
Yeah, man, I don't know. It doesn't matter whether you take the full term or like
the lump sum. You should take the full, because you don't know if you're gonna die the next, you know.
It doesn't matter. You can still live that shit. Leave it in like a will or a trust fund. Leave some shit, you know, for your seeds. You can set that shit up for them. But that's what's funny is like I've seen this show that my lady watches, and it's like lottery people that won the lottery, but they ended up broke, fool, like straight up, like. These fools won. It wasn't like they hit the mega millions or some shit like that, you know, like. These who's win a couple million, you know, sometimes double-digit millions, but they end up broke, fool. Like, they just blow through all that money, man. Like, it's funny how there's fools that get swindled like that. Like, what was that fool? MC Hammer? That fool got, like, swindled by his lawyer, and that fool ended up broke, you know? Like, there's fools that do that shit, man.
Yeah, there was this one thing. It was, like, one of those true crime things. This one dude in Florida... He was like, he dropped out of school like in the seventh grade, you know. He's like, you know, he wasn't that bright. And he won the lottery, $7 million, you know. So he could, like, $7 million, you could pretty much retire and shit. But that's what you said. Like, swindlers came in, and this lady came in and said, yeah, I can help you manage your money, this and that. And she was like slowly ripping him off. And he had like a fool he knew, like a close homie, who's all like, hey man, there's something not adding up with your shit, you know, you should check this out. Like a good homie, he was looking out for him. He wasn't trying to rip him off. And then, so he started looking into it, and then they fucking killed that fool, you know, like, and then they stole his money and shit. But yeah, you know, as like when you win that fucking money and shit, you're just gonna get all these emails, all these phone calls, and motherfuckers like, yeah, we could do this for you, we could do that. That's what you got. Shit, that's where like the first lawyer comes. Doing is
disconnecting my phone line.
Yeah,
start
yeah.
A new motherfucker on that shit. Nobody gonna know how to get a hold of me.
Homie, like if you were,
I'm switching my number, having a limo pick me up right now. We're bouncing to the airport, and we out this bitch. You know, nobody knows where the fuck I went. By the time they figure out that I flew to this spot to claim the money, I'll be in another spot with the money, you know?
Yeah, it's like, hey, if you weren't at my past, like, 5 birthday parties, homie, don't even come at me and shit, you know? Like, you ain't getting shit.
Hell no, there's people that have been there, but it don't matter, because the way they've been there is a shady way, so fuck that, you know? Like, you ain't getting nothing, homie, back the fuck up. Keep living your life the way you was living it, you grimy motherfucker. Hell yeah, man, but to come up on all that money, man, there's a lot of thoughts, man. That concept would drive a man or woman fucking wild, fool. Imagine, like...
Yeah, man. Fucking the lotto, I don't know. I always wonder about that shit. Like, sometimes I wonder if they pick the people to win, because what if a criminal won that shit? Like, a real, like, a grimy-ass criminal, you know, and that fool fucking... He's like, what? Hit the lotto, you know, and that fool gonna build stats and shit, you know?
That's fun. Yeah, that's interesting, man.
You know, but I always wonder if that's just, like... pointed out to people, you know, the store owner gets their percentage, of course. You know, every store owner gets their percentage for having the lottery ticket there.
Yeah.
So I always wonder if it's like, you know, like, oh, that's, you know, because, you know, like, I don't know, maybe had probably 5 kids. I don't know, I just, or, you know, whether you're single, doesn't matter. I'm just saying, I wonder if it's picked out or, you know, really is just a lotto winner, you know, like just a lucky one, you know?
A lot of times it is, man, because I heard in certain, there's this one situation where this fool won like 3 times, you know what I'm saying? But they say this fool like knew the dude who was affiliated with the lottery, like the lottery system, and he won.
This fool programs the number that's gonna come out on that ball, So it's not legit, you know?
I'm pretty sure. That's probably why.
It's like an LED screen on it. You can probably know whatever number you want.
You can probably know what the ticket box it is and where it got transferred. You know, like,
that everything. Ball has like 6 fives on it. You're just going to land on five.
A 666, man. But no, that's crazy, man. Yeah, imagine if a criminal did that shit and he was like a smart criminal and shit. That would be like the next fucking, like, was it El Chapo and shit, you know? But the U.S. version, man, you know, bring back the mafia.
Nah, but I'm pretty sure when you win the lotto, from there on, they keep a track on you, you know, because that's just too much money for one person, so they probably keep an eye on you or some shit.
These niggas give me even too much money, you know? Getting money and I'm not.
I wasn't hating on them because, you know, whatever. I was hating on them because they was making so much money. You know? Although I didn't call the cops on them either.
Because it was the right thing to do. Because they was making so much money. Yeah. I'm the biggest hater, straight up, man.
For real, man.
Yeah, if who's got money like that, if you're in any type of status like that, like, I think any celebrity, anybody who's known, you could be a fucking bitch that puts her booty hole in the screen right there so that fools can look at it, females, everything, you know, like, once you get to a certain point, everybody's tagged, fool, like, you're, that's it, you've done too much, homie, like, you got too much, you came up too much, you know too much, you've seen too much.
Yeah, and you fucking with some real killers, man, like, this is like some fucking CIA shit.
He brought, like, 3 little kids he was trying to sell to me.
That fucking IRS is gonna be looking at you, man. I mean, think about the power that Al Capone had, you know what I'm saying?
Like Escobar.
And, you know, that motherfucker got AIDS, man. Politics. You ain't paying your taxes, you know, fucking Alcatraz, man, you know what I'm saying?
Nah, but what I would do is, if I want that much money, though, I would straight up, like, invest into, you know, like, not people, but, yeah, kind of people, you know, like, you know, like, it takes people to make a movement. And I'm pretty sure if you were to invest in, like, I don't know.
Yeah,
like
that's
stocks, all that stuff. I don't know.
That's for sure. Even, hell, even
I'll
like
create my own stock.
Yeah, or no, if you
be
hear
like an LSD type of stock,
make your own
like
app,
a VLZ, like
create an app, and it's over.
DICK, it's gonna be some shit that's like a stock that you could trade that has my shit on that shit, homie. Of it. Straight up, I'm bringing it that way. I'm not buying yours. I'm not selling yours. Mine is for sale, and you come get it, fool.
Nah, but even though, like, if somebody has, like, a good idea, and you invest in his idea, and he makes you money, but and even if he don't, you have so much money, you could fucking, you could lose that money, exactly. And it ain't shit, you know?
Shark Tank, fool.
Yeah.
Shark Tank, so that's what I'm saying. I'll make your own Shark Tank, huh? Like,
hey, fool, you can make some money, I'll give you some money. Make me money,
the lottery, Shark Tank.
Be like, my little bitch. Come here, fool. Come here, brother.
Yeah, and it's crazy about money, man, because there's this, like, Sticky Fingers song, you know, Raekwon is, he does the chorus of it, but he's rapping about, like, money personified, you know what I'm saying? And he's talking about, yeah, you know, I'm more powerful than God, because when you pray to God, you pray for me, you know, like, and there are some people who be like, please, God, let me win the lottery. They're praying to God for money, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's just like a, you know, when I heard that shit, that was like a hard-ass fucking rhyme, man. Straight up.
Yeah, but damn, that's too much money, though. I bet you, though, I wonder the people who, like, do the whole, like you said, the people who do the lottery, who are the ones behind it, I bet you when it stacks up, they're like, damn, another week, yeah, you know? And then when they cash out, they get their, like, you know, like the homie said, they get, like, a good, what, 40% if you want it all at once. Out of, you know, like, or I don't know, but the point is, I'm pretty sure they're like, you know, they get their big cut, you know, because I ain't seen no new city in my town, so I know it ain't going here, you know, like,
yeah, they haven't fixed that fucking pothole,
yeah, but they replace other ones, you know.
Yeah,
it's funny. There's some streets that they keep getting done. They keep getting done, fool. But there's other ones that are fucked up, fool.
Yeah, and they're in the hood.
I see a video online, and these fools were this fool's just got his tire popped by a big ass pothole, fool. Big ass fucking pothole, fool.
Been there.
And he was a line of like 6 fools that had their fucking tires busted out by this fucking pothole.
You should be able to sue the fucking city for that.
Straight
shit,
up,
man.
Hell
yeah.
You pay taxes to fix those roads. Straight up, man. But it was like bam, fool, they while they were recording this fool, saying, hey, you know, you just got your tire popped. Oh, there's all these other six fools. Another fool hit that shit and his tire popped.
Yeah.
Like, you gotta close that fucking road, homie. Oh,
or get someone out here ASAP. But that's funny, man. Have you ever seen, like, somebody, like, drive off a curb or hit a pothole and their tire pop, like, live and shit?
Backfires.
That shit is mad funny, man. You know, it ain't funny when it happens to you, though, man.
Yeah, I've seen people drive off, not even, like, the whole... like where the curb starts and you're going into a driveway.
Like the that middle.
Yeah, like the middle.
Just the middle of the sidewalk.
And it's just like a boom, boom. Both tires in at the same time. You know, like.
They always have that face, you know? Like, did anybody see? Nah, it's cool. Yeah, man, you know. Lottery, fucking crazy, man. You know, I mean, you never know what you would do when you get that money in your hand and shit, especially that much money, you know, like Microphone Speaker was saying, you know, you don't know. But there was this one thing, like, I thought that I would never know, you know, like a feeling I just had. And shout out to Red, you know, from Red's Ramblings, you know, he tweeted this thing saying that Punisher Warzone, just the movie upsets him, you know? And I was like, and at the time I was tripping, like, yo, something, a movie or a show upsets you? Like, I don't understand that, you know? Like, how can that ruin your day or mood or something, you know? But, all right. But it finally happened, you know? I heard good things about this show, Rain, on Netflix. Rain? And yeah, Rain. See, you,
like,
you know,
Rain. No. What is it about?
Maybe, but you know, I don't know. That's the point. That's the point.
He watched it. And I don't know.
I couldn't, because the shit that was going down, it upset me. I could not fucking finish the full episode. I couldn't do it, man. You know, like, it was just, you know, all this hype built up on this shit. And it wasn't good, man.
What the fuck is this shit? You can't watch this shit. There's movies that are like that. And then there's other ones that, like, you still watch it. And you may have seen it even, like, a couple times. You know, like, the first time I watched it, it was not a good movie. But I watched it a couple more times to give it some chance. You know, maybe I can find something in that shit. You know, like, but it's still bad. And, like, it just happens, man. Like, I remember a movie that I was watching, Casa de Mi Padre, by that fool Will Ferrell.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, Will Ferrell, I fucking love that motherfucker when it comes to, like, the... What was the one where they're in college and shit, and they're trying to create a
old school.
Step Brothers.
Yeah. Frank Tate.
Daddy's Home. There's a gang of fucking movies that he's in that are fucking good.
Night at the Roxbury.
Hell yeah. Even the ice skating one. It was like some bullshit
shit.
It's still fucking funny in parts, you know, like, in parts. But this shit was just shit, fool. It was shit. It was fucking shit, fool. Like, I gave it, like, a good 5 to 7, at the max 10 minutes, inside the fucking theater where I paid to go watch it. Got popcorn, all that shit. Getting my shit lit, you know. All that shit, you know. Like, I'm drinking, doing my thing, you know, just chilling. Fucking trash ass movie. I fucking walked out of the theater. That was, like, one of the few times that I ever walked out of a theater. But then there's other ones, like I'm saying, that, like, you gave them a chance. Hercules. Pretty much any fucking Hercules you could think about that has come out. The closest one that was okay was maybe the fool with that fool, Kevin Sorbo, you know, like the animated series.
A show.
That was no, it wasn't animated. It was a live show.
Yeah, yeah.
That shit was cool, you know, like, it was okay, but everything that came out, you know, and, like, there was a recent one that came out that was with The Rock, you know, there was other ones that were done before that, but the Rock played Hercules, you know, like, he was doing that shit, you know, like, and it was just fucking so disappointing, because the plot, the storyline, the way it played out, everything was cool, but just the fact that the fucking Rock was in that movie, like, it was trash, fool, like, bad acting, like, you know, it's just a just a big, he's just the Rock in the movie, you know, like, this is not Hercules, this is the Rock playing Hercules, it's just the Rock, you know, like, straight up, but it's like that, and he ruined the movie. It was like, it could have been better, it could have been a lot better if he wasn't in it, because, like, his homie in that movie was, like, trying to kill himself. He was, like, a prophesizer type of fool, you know, like, he could tell the future.
But so was
he predicted everybody's death, and he knew that his shit was gonna come, and so he was just giving it up ready, and then, you know, it didn't happen because it wasn't meant to happen yet. He don't know, like, all of those type of storylines that are in there. He came into a spot where this fool was telling him that people were attacking him, please help me, I need your help, you know, where our people are being invaded and they're being taken advantage of, you know, like, we need the help of a hero to come save us. But in the end, he was the fool trying to take over their land. He was a shady ass fool, and he gave him his money, paid him his respect. This is what you are, I'll pay you, go away. But the Rock said no. The Rock said no. But in the end, the movie was bad because of the Rock, you know, like, there's a lot of other things that I'm explaining and telling you that sound interesting, and oh my god, you know, what is this that's going on, you know? But then you add the Rock to it, and it became shit, fool. It became shit, you know, like, straight up. And, like, I remember I was watching a video, another one, that this fool, he was, like, a, you know, athlete. This fool's, like, a coach or some fool. And they were asking that fool, you know, like, you know, what happened? You know, you're supposed to be good. What happened? You know, and he was like, well, you know, sometimes maybe good, sometimes maybe shit. You know, like, just straight up, it just happens, fool. Like, you know. Shit happens, homie. You know?
Yeah. No, I don't know, man. Yeah, you know. It's weird because, like, that Hercules movie, the way I seen it, like, yeah, everything you were saying, like, you know, all the plots and everything should have made it a good movie. But yeah, it was just all right, you know, but I don't go as far as you do, like, you know. The Rock didn't throw me off of that movie, but if they would have had someone else, it could have been a better movie. Yes, it could have been.
Saying, like,
but it still was, it didn't throw me off, and I thought,
put,
it was,
like,
yeah, it's
Brad
all right.
Pitt in that shit, put, like, the fool that William Dafoe, put any other fool who could just give me the range.
Well, no, you got to get, like, a buff-ass fool for, because he's playing Hercules.
Brad Pitt
and shit.
Played Hercules. He wasn't that big.
Nah, he was pretty swole in Troy, man.
Big, nah.
You know, when they had, when he did that move with the, he would, like, do a right and then a left with the sword and shit, and then he would be in that pose with that shield and, like, flex it, like, they had a couple of shots that was ripped, man, you know, in Troy. But, nah, yeah, I guess I didn't, you know, I don't know. Rock, he
Kevin
plays...
Kevin Sorbo's not that big either. He's just a tall-ass fool, but he ain't buff for shit, you know?
Yeah, yeah, not really. He was, like, the 90s buff and shit, you know?
Just a big-ass fool, you know?
But, yeah, no, I feel you, man. Like, and this is, like, not just... This is not actor-related, you know? This is just, like, whole movie-wise that should have been good, but it wasn't, you know? The fucking Force Awakening, man. You know? I
don't know. You could tell me all three of the new ones that came out. None of them were as good.
I kind of like The Last Jedi. That one was decent. I still haven't seen...
The closest one that I like is the Mandalorian one that came out.
I haven't seen that. I haven't even seen the Rise of Skywalker. It's on the list. But, yeah, you know, I mean, fuck, you know, I found out Luke died and shit, you know? Fuck, man. Crazy. But... No, I mean, you know, that dude, Adam Driver, Kylo Ren, you know, he's a good actor. They had all the other old actors, and he had the new character, the Stormtrooper, that turned good, you know? All that stuff, you know, that I don't even mind if, you know, the trick, you know, the girl is, like, the new hero. I don't mind that, you know?
BB-8.
But it's just, the whole movie is just, it was just like a recycle. It was nothing new. It was just like A New Hope, you know, with Luke discovering all this. And it was like just a repeat, you know? They could have made it better, but yeah, I didn't like it, man. They had all the good actors with the potential, but it just didn't click with me, man, you know?
And it's funny, man. One of the ones that I think that is going to be like that is that new Avatar that's coming out, man. I think it's going to be one of those movies that just, it doesn't go good, man. It doesn't. I think it is.
Yeah, it's been too long. Like,
remember when that shit came out? Those motherfuckers that were killing themselves so they can go to Pandora. They were trying to live there. And shit, like, that world, whatever that is, those creatures, I want to be one, so I'm going to kill myself because I could get there that way. You know, like, that shit put an impact on motherfuckers.
Yeah, that shit's like, what was the number one movie before that? I think it was the Titanic.
Avengers,
that shit beat that. No, it beat, no, I don't think nothing.
I think it was Titanic and then Avengers and then
yeah, nothing. That one. Yeah, it's still number
one. I think Jurassic Park has had that shit too.
Jurassic Park. Yeah. That movie was dope, man. The first one.
The first one's the best one. After that, but the new one looks pretty badass.
That shit ain't new. That shit is old. But it's clean. It relates a lot to the past, but it's clean. Look, the OG one is cool, man. The second one is okay. The third one, they started falling off.
No, I don't know. I kind of like the third one because they brought back the old school fool and shit, you know? Like, he was cool and they were stealing that egg or whatever, you know? But, no, man, you know, and it goes on to another thing, you know? To me, like, you know, there's certain actors who, like, fit the perfect part in a movie. You know what I'm saying? Like, can you picture someone else being in this role? And sometimes you can't, you know, because this fool just does it so well. Or this chick. But for me, like, you can't put no one else in this role. I don't think so. To me, is La Bamba, Bob, Isai Morales. You know, his body of work is kind of like, you know, sporadic, kind of minuscule. You don't really know a lot of his shit. But, like, the main thing I know of him is La Bamba, and he was in that show Caprica, like a spinoff of Battlestar Galactica. But I can't see nobody in that Bob role except for him. He did it so fucking perfect, man. Just like Val Kilmer as Doc Holliday in Tombstone, you know, like, I can't see nobody else in those roles, man. Straight up, man. Like, who do you think, you know, like an actor who you can't see playing that role, but that one who did play that role?
I don't know. There's a lot of them that I could think about, like, in Fight Club, Brad Pitt. And that fool Edward Norton, or whatever his name is, both of those fools. When they did a Hannibal, it was a TV show. I can't remember the name of the fool that plays him, but he did like a perfect job on that shit. Like, it was just
the fool who played Hannibal. Him.
Yeah,
it was a TV Mads Mikkelsen.
I don't know his name. Yeah, yeah. But he fit it so perfectly. You know, like, that role was created for him. And when you tell me La Bamba fool, like, straight up, man. La Bamba is the most perfect movie for me. Like, that shit is my favorite movie of all motherfucking time. Like, if you're trying to guess my password on some bullshit, you know, like, they tell you your favorite movie, you could put in La Bamba, and you'll be right, but you'll be wrong, you know? Like, straight up. Like,
oh, it you're should really be right. That.
It should be that, but it's not that, because it's just, I have to put it out there, man. Like, straight up, man, La Bamba is a master fucking piece, who it is. And the whole movie, from beginning to end, it's a fucking masterpiece, man. But there's other roles that they play out their way. And then it's crazy because there's people that play those roles in a most perfectly way that they're fucking The Simpsons. You have that chick that plays different roles. She plays a lot of different voices. Any of those voices on The Simpsons, they play many roles, you know, like, and they just bring it, fool. It's just perfect. Tell me you'll put someone else's voice there and it's gonna sound the same. One of the things that is crazy about that is that, remember the movie Shrek, you know?
Yeah.
We seen that shit and it has that fool Michael Myers in that shit. You know that the OG version of Shrek, when it was supposed to come out, it had that fool Chris Farley in that shit, you know? He was supposed to play that fool. But he passed away during the recording, so that they didn't put that shit out, and they got Michael Myers, and they feel like Michael Myers was a better fit for that shit, you know? Like, he had that shit. When you tell me someone next to him in that role, Eddie Murphy, give me Eddie Murphy movies where you could put someone else in that role and they'll handle it. They won't, man. Eddie Murphy is a fucking, man, a fucking G, man. Eddie
Murphy. No, but yeah, no, I agree, yes. Eddie Murphy handled it in all the movies he fucking did. But it's crazy. Like, they said he was supposed
to... Bitches.
They said he was supposed to be the fucking detective in Who Framed Roger Rabbit. But can you picture anybody else but that fool who played...
Eddie Valiant?
Yeah. I can't. Yeah. I can't see Eddie Murphy in that role.
Put it down in that shit.
Yeah, too. You know, see, that's what I'm saying. Like, I mean... He is a good actor and shit,
he wanted to
but
fuck the bunny.
Hell yeah, man! Jessica Rabbit, man.
We all wanted to fuck the bunny. That shit's funny. Fuzo could create some shit like the woman in the red dress in the Matrix. You know, like that fool created a bitch that everybody just wants to fuck. Like they all get caught, and he was the one, and he still got caught in that shit. You know, like they just made that way. I was watching the movie Ex Machina. You fool seen that shit?
Yeah, yeah.
She was just designed to make a fool out of fucker, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
The first one was the OG one, but this one can interact with you, you know? Like,
but no, if I could see through that bitch, that shit wouldn't fucking... Oh, I couldn't do it.
She was artificial intelligence, so everything felt it for everything. The one before that, she couldn't talk. So it was just a body. That's like fucking a doll, you know? It's just a fucking thing there. It may move and do some shit, but it can't communicate with me. This shit could communicate, so like, you know, it's like a fucking fake-ass bullshit, you know?
Communication aside, if that shit had a booty, I'll be dead, man. Just like that fool. Just give it a nice booty and I'm
imagine
gone.
Imagine you hitting the booty and she's screaming as you hit the booty, you know? Like, hell yeah. Hell yeah, man. You punch her and she says, oh. Like a bitch,
donkey punching.
Hell yeah, man. My lady, man, it's some crazy shit, man. She likes that 50 Shades of Grey shit, you know? Like, she's down with that shit. So I told her, all right, if you ever want to bust that shit, the first thing we're doing is a donkey punch, you know? That's how it's going down, man. You want me to stick some shit in your ass? You want to be, like, tied up or fucking choked or, you know, some shit like that? The first thing we're doing is I'm hitting the booty hole and I'm knocking your ass out. I don't feel that shit in there yet.
You give me permission to hit you up.
You're down with that shit? Let's do it. Bam! She's never wanted to do it, man. Straight up, man. She ain't down with the donkey punch.
As it should be.
Man, you know, the way that it's described... That shit with a bomb is fucked. It's like a sphincter at the most unconscious form, so it just clenches up and all. Oh, you just let it go at that moment. Ooh, like, the donkey punches some crazy shit.
The nut just goes back into your balls and shit.
Who knows what happens?
Who knows?
Whatever happens. If
someone knows, man.
But it feels bomb and smoke all this happens. That's the way it's described, you know. I've never donkey punched ever, man. But the way that it's described, that's how I feel it, you know. Like, I've never fucking hit some hair on, you know. But the way that I feel it, like I imagine it, is it's going to be it. From, like, straight up, that's what it is. Like, there's some things that you think about it and you'll never realize what it is, you know. Like, if I were to go see, like, Aurora Borealis, you know, some shit like that, like. That's some shit that I'll never think I'll see. If you ever send me in a fucking spaceship and I go to space, that's some shit that I'll never think I could see. But to be able to imagine it, and that's the way that it is, straight up, and that's the way that it is. The donkey punch, you hit it, I guarantee you that's how it feels. And it's like hair off. You'll never feel it that way again before, because it was a first experience. The falling, fool. Like, I've felt that feeling of going down in my stomach before that. And after that, but that moment is like fucking engraved in whatever is the hard drive that's my brain, fool. Like, if you ever get my consciousness and pull it out, you're gonna see the fucking falling in that shit, fool, like, straight up. And you won't understand what happened, but it just happened, fool. No, but like, thinking on the falling, man, one of the things that was crazy about that shit is like, it was fast and it was like, I'm telling you, it was middle of fucking seconds, fool. Like, it was fucking slow-mo, as slow as a camera could go, times that by 10, and that's the way it happened, you know, like, and in that moment, I felt the feeling, you know, like, I don't know if many people feel it, but, like, when you're going on a roller coaster or some shit, you know, like, right here, we're in Cali, we got that fucking Magic Mountain right here, you know, we handle that shit, and in that moment, you feel, like, a feeling of where, like, your nuts float into your fucking chest, or, like, I don't know, your stomach just gets all fucked up from that feeling of just a free fall moment, you know? Yeah. Like, but one of the times that I was right there at Six Flags, you know, it was funny. I was young, man. I rolled up in that shit, and I was, like, with a chick that was way older than me, you know? Like, I was probably, like, anywhere between, because the memory is hazy as fuck, you know? Lucy is a big contributor, you know? But I would say 12 to 16, so it's, like, a good 4 years. But straight up, man, she was fucking bomb as fuck, fool, bomb, fool, and, like, I remember we went, it was, like, old school Six Flags, you know, like, Ninja, fool, we went on Ninja, and on that ride, you know how it's, like, you just hang from the seats, you know, it's, like, an individual little seat that you're just chilling, posted up. I was finger banging her, the chick right there on that ride, you know, like, handling that shit, man, and we came off that shit, and she was ready to fuck, and, you know, she's older, you know, this was, like, fucking 12 to 16, young, fool. This was like 20, fool, and they were trying to hit her up, you know, and like oh, it's cool, I'll take your brother and I'll get this for some shit, you know, like, they thought I was a brother, fool, like, fool, they a brother, homie, I was just figuring, mate, I just made this bitch bust on Ninja, fool, like, she was feeling that free fall.
Snow, you know? Fingers up.
That shit is funny, man. That smell my fingers, you remember that shit? Like,
hell yeah.
The scary movie shit, that fool busting that shit. Like, hey, Doofy, come here, smell my fingers. What's that? Oh, that's when you know we became a man. Smell this shit. What's that? Yeah. Oh, that's my asshole.
Oh, yeah, Rich.
That movie is fucking slept on, man. The Wayans brothers, they put that shit down, man. That fool stuffed the turkey with his little hand. At one point, he fucked the turkey. I was like, he just hitting that shit.
Or when they were hanging out the window, he's all like, here, grab a strong hand off. Just a little one.
Marlon, he was blazing up right there. The killer rolled up, and that fool just got faded. He didn't give a fuck. Like, I'll die faded, homie.
He probably forgot why he was there. You know, he's got too baked and shit. Like, ah.
No, but yeah,
that's the whole what's up, huh?
That's the shit that is slept on. That's the thing. Don't ask fucking function, fool. Like, they was just hitting each other. What's up? And it was Budweiser, wasn't it, that brought that shit?
I think so, man.
And those fools used to bring that Budweiser. Those type of commercials, they don't exist no more, man. Like,
the Coca-Cola used to have the bears, the polar bears. They were fat at that time. Now they're all skinny. Like, no, for real, when you watch the new commercials, they have advertised new commercials of polar bears, and they're all skinny, like, you know, trying to let the world know this is how they're supposed to be. But back then, the polar bears were fat, you know, like when they advertised those commercials.
Now they're skinny and we're fat.
Now, but Six Flags, man, I have two memories of that. One, I remember when I went when I was older with a couple, like, I think I went with a girl or some shit and drank with her, and then I went on the rides. We pre-drank, and when we got in the car, I mean, when we got into the Six Flags, the rides, I remember I fucking had a headache from all the headbanging, from all the shaking from the rides. So never go drunk in the roller coasters, man. I don't think it adds up. But I remember another time when I was with Psychedelic and Livewire 17. I remember we were all at Six Flags. We were all like 16, 17 getting dropped off to get to be there all day and then, you know, figuring our way home. But I remember people used to put socks in their fucking shoe, you know, like everybody did it. Yeah, back in the 90s, everybody cut their pants on the side and, you know, people put socks inside their fucking shoe to make them puffy, or I don't know, you know, sort of a Vans.
Remember we used to, the blue jeans from Anchor Blue?
Yeah.
You know, there's Outposts, it depends on how old you are.
Yeah, Solos.
But those blue jeans, it happened with Levi's too, but Miller's Outposts, Anchor Blue, we used to put tape on the outside of those shits when we folded them. so that way they wouldn't stain the shoes blue and shit.
Or drag and shit.
Or use the SOS pad and you'll get that blue shit out and it'll fuck your shoes up, you know, like.
Now, I remember 18, that fool pulled out a sock. And that shit was like as big as that fool at that time. Like, that shit was like
tube sock. Yeah.
So everybody packing like one sock, maybe two, but that fool put like these
big ass socks in that shit.
Yeah, man. I don't know. I just trip out because those are good times. And I remember I used to go. We used to all go to Six Flags. Remember, we used to go there young, picking up girls. Because when you're young, Six Flags is a spot to pick up girls.
But remember, it don't matter. It still is the same. But remember where we used to go and walk and smoke bowls right there by Viper.
Yeah.
Remember, we used to just chill and blaze up right there. That shit has become a valet parking spot. You know, like they, if you roll up to where they drop off. You could pay valet and those fools will park your car right there where we used to blaze. And then when you get back out, they'll just bring your ride to you and you just peace out the mix, you know?
Damn.
That's what it became. It's crazy, man. My seeds roll out there to that spot a lot because we live really close, you know?
But I wonder if you could still smoke at Six Flags. Like, I remember back in the day, there was
You can, dogs. But it's different. Those fools would be vaping and all that shit, you know?
Yeah, you probably got
to
bring, like,
a back joint. Remember back then, like, we would straight up roll a joint. Remember, or roll a pack bowls. Like, you could
only
smell
in certain
weed.
Spots you could do it, though.
In the 90s, like, people will mind their business. Now they got phones, and there's just too much high technology where, like, shit, there's probably a machine that smells bud, and they're like, oh, this fool's on drugs, you know? I just think it's crazy. But you know Disneyland is the highest rate of where people drop their ashes and shit?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, on just that, of, you know, it's a small world ride, yeah. Like, whatever country, you know, because they've got, like, a bunch of countries when you go through that, it's a small world ride. But yeah, you know, if they have like a dead relative, wherever their heritage is from, they'll throw their ashes there.
Yeah, it's no like
so
a
which
high.
Fools get the small world? Somebody had to sit through that shit. Listening. It's a small world after all. Just to dump some ashes. Well, fuck Disneyland. I'll put that shit on wax. Fuck Disneyland. That shit is some bullshit for what it is. I mean, the closest that you'll get is like some Avengers shit. It was like Spider-Man, you know. Some they'll bring some shit like that. Star Wars.
Didn't they create?
But it's played out at this point. Like it's fuck Disneyland.
I heard no Avatar they updated on that one. That one's pretty crazy though.
Avatar. There's no Avatar Land.
You don't know.
You smoke yourself.
It could be our age or whatever, man. But no, I don't know, man. I always liked that fucking Mr. Toad's Wild Ride. That shit's dope.
Nah, there's rides that are inside Disneyland that are good. Mr. Toad's is
Mansion,
good.
The Pirates.
Pirates is completely redone. It's not the same
as
what it was.
Yeah, they took shit out because of certain bullshit.
It's all different.
That's bullshit. Like when they chase the turtles,
is an OG one. Winnie the Pooh, that shit is an OG one. Remember Roger Rabbit used to be one of those ones? That shit is gone. Fool, Toontown don't exist no more. You know,
Toontown doesn't exist?
Yeah.
I've never seen that shit.
Yeah. Well, because there was a lot of shit. Like, there was a girl once. I think it's one of the Cinderella girls. And, like, she's, like, she has all blue on, but her booty's all super big and shit. I mean, they probably caught on to that shit. There's probably a lot of shit. Disneyland, I mean, like the homie said, fuck that spot. But I don't even care about financial or bad movies. It's just a bad place, you know. Disneyland, there's so much shit. It's like an Epstein land right there. Not Disneyland, Epstein land. But
you walked in and you just fucked the kid.
This is crazy, you know?
Because the money that you put went to fucking a kid. Straight up. He got to buy a foot of a kid because of that ticket you bought. But that's the way it is, man. It's crazy, man. Those spots, they got shit on them, man. It's funny because remember in Knott's Berry Farm, that's like one of the OG ones from Cali. It's like exclusive fucking Cali Knott's Berry Farm. There's these little fools that are called Edgars. And the way that they're identified by the Edgar status is the fact that they have some type of short mushroom cut. It could be straight, it could be fucking a perm, and these fools got some curly shit right there,
fucking
you know?
Perm.
But they're called by Edgars. And there's a sound that those fools have on TikTok that is called no chemica. No chemica. That's all you hear. No chemicas. Like, it doesn't burn, cousin. Like, it doesn't. That's the translation to that shit. It doesn't burn, fool. And it's sweat, fool. It's sweat, fool. If you think of that fool, Patrick Mahomes from the Chiefs, he's a no chemical. Like, he got that shit, fool. Like, that Jerry Curl, you know? Like, that shit still maintain its balance.
But what are these Jerry people? Curl. What are these people doing?
They're just being themselves, but they got that no chemical. Like, that haircut, fool. It's like, it's set.
I'm sorry. I thought they were, like, causing ruckus.
They're like drones, fool.
Robbing
they
don't exist, shit, fool.
No chemicals, like, those fools just got fucking asshole-ass haircuts, and they're just being themselves, but it's, like, because they get it, because they want to be a no chemicals, you know, like, they want to be one of those drones, you know, just another mindless face that is there, you know, like.
Fuck, man, it's just crazy, man.
You guys remember that one land? It was at Disneyland. It was, like, you had, I think you get in trouble if you even try to go there, which is weird. Like, you know, I remember back in the day, Disneyland, there was this one land that you could take the boat to, and then there was a bunch of lions. I mean, not lions, but, like, animals, wild animals.
Yeah.
And it was, there was also a little town. It was a pretty big little land. Not a little town, but, you know, it was open. And I think they closed it down, and they banned it. It's no more there. But it's still there. It's like, damn, it's just, that's crazy how
that's like, the one that takes you to Indiana Jones, no?
No, it's the one, like, that goes around. It's like a ride. I think it's like the Jungle Cruise or whatever.
Yeah, used to go around, because there's two different ones. Because, like, in Indiana, there's, like, a spot right there where you can go inside a boat, and they go throughout the whole spot right there, you know? And then there's the Jungle Cruise that goes around the main spots of the whole spot, you know? Like, the Fantasia, the Jungle Cruise goes through that shit, you know? Like,
out of all your theme parks, what would you rather do? All right, so where would you rather be if you were a kid? What theme park, and where would you rather go now that you're an adult? What theme park?
My go-to has always been Magic Mountain, man.
The Rush.
I like
them
big ass roller coasters, man. I mean, I remember my pops took me when I was like, fuck, man. I think I was like 9 or 10. And we, you know, I've always been tall and shit, so I could ride the big kid rides and shit at that age, you know? So I was riding Viper and all that shit, and I guess that's what got me hooked, because, you know, my dad used to take me to all the theme parks, Disneyland and everything, but the one I mainly remember is Magic Mountain. And, you know, it's crazy, you know, because, you know, it has to be like an exciting ride, because there are some in other parks that I do remember from that age, like we were talking about Disneyland, you know, the Matterhorn, I remember that, and Big Thunder Mountain.
Or the Colossus. The train.
Hell yeah.
Colossus doesn't exist no more.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying.
It's called Twisted Colossus.
Yeah.
Free Fall, fool. Remember that ride?
Yeah.
Where you would just slam. Jank your neck, slam, jank your neck,
whiplash.
Slam, jank your neck. You come out of that ride, you're fucked up. Like, you're not cool after that ride.
10 years later, you got back issues.
Straight up. That shit is not cool, man. That ride was fucked up, man.
Imagine how they first created these, you know, they put dummies and shit. But, you know, when they do the rides, there's dummies. But, you know, like Superman. That shit was closed down for a while, and I always wonder why. There had to be something that happened. It got stuck on top, I think.
Nah, people died.
X2.
Yeah.
X2 is a ride that has always been fucked up, fool.
Damn. Yeah.
My seeds go down.
I've been on that ride one time. To know that people passed away on that ride, that shit freaks me out.
I've been on that shit a couple of times.
The Scream, fool, Scream. That ride, that Extreme Scream or whatever it is, right there, it's in the corner by Colossus right there, you know? That ride, I used to work at Magic Mountain, fool. I used to work there, fool. And if you ever went to Magic Mountain in the years between, I would say, like, 98 and 2002, at one point you heard my voice telling you that Magic Mountain Park closed at 9 p.m., you know? Like, I was the fool right there, you know? Like, it was there.
You know,
and in that mix, I learned that someone right there on screen, they died right there, fool. Like, straight up, man, like. It was somebody that was working right there. It happens, fool. It does, man. They're trying to test those shit. It happens. X2 is a ride that it continues to happen, but they still have that ride there, fool. It still exists. And all the time, that shit is broken, fool. It is. Shit happens. Fools get caught in that shit. Their shoulder gets fucked up, you know, some shit. It's a lawsuit. It don't matter. But that ride is still there, fool. Because, like, if you get the chance to ride that shit, and nothing happens, that ride is fucking something else, man.
Hell yeah.
And every time I rode it, nothing happened. I was cool, you know? So that ride is something else, fool. Like, X, the way that it spins and the way that you're in that seat, like, straight up, at one point, you think, dead, fool, I'm dead. That's it, you know? Like, I'm dead, fool. I'm right here by the floor. I'm moving fast. I'm dropping face first. Like, I'm dead, fool, straight up. But you just come out that shit, you know? Like, so that ride, man, it puts in work and it still exists. It's funny how, like, you know that you can get fucked up off that ride, but you'll still do it, you know? Like, those fools that be bungee jumping or fucking skydiving or, like...
Yeah, I guess it's the same, you know, but I don't know, man. Yeah, I do it. I do that shit, man. Roller coasters are my fucking thing. But, you know, I've always wanted to fucking, like you were saying, bungee jump or skydive. Nah, man. Like, maybe when I was younger, I would have done it. But now it's fucking, it's too reckless. Roller coasters are like the thing I'll push into the limit, man. That's it, man. You know, because, you know, those rides have failed before during the testing stages, you know.
I'll jump out of a plane for all.
Nah, I won't fucking do that shit, man.
I'll do that shit.
But I remember once in Disneyland, I was young and I worked with one of the homies. He came on live here once. Our homie fucking... But once we worked...
C1S!
There we go. We once worked at... he got me to go apply at an agency. And the agency gave us Six Flags for two nights. It was like during Grand Night or, you know, like that one shit. And we did it. And, you know, whatever, blah, blah. But I remember later, I went with, I don't know who I went with, and I remember I was like, oh, let's go this way. And we went towards where only the employees were able to enter. But I was like, let's go in here. And we went in there, and we got some fries and food, and then we came out. I don't know who I was with. I remember I was with somebody. But
who just came with one of the fries and some food?
Yeah, man. They didn't question you.
So it was like fries or like a burger or a sandwich, some type of shit.
Because their
it's
break
fries
room,
and food.
Their break rooms are
so fries are not
far.
Food.
Like it's like separate from the people's lounge and shit.
Just came up.
Yeah, I don't know if you're really coming up if you have a fucking Six Flags name tag. You probably
no,
get shit for
this
free.
Is when we weren't.
This is
like,
McLovin.
No, we went when we were working there, but then I went again when I wasn't. You get me?
But you wore the name tag?
No, I was dressed normal. Like, I was dressed regular.
I got a G. What? Nothing.
Remember back then, there was nobody to.
That'll be $20. Like, what? Nothing. I was like, all right, let's go.
Like back then, there was no cameras. There was nobody to be like, oh, social media, this guy's this and that. People mind their fucking business or they get punished or, you know, like, it was mostly teenagers, so they're not going to say, what's up with this guy? You know?
Yeah, like, plus it's like, fuck, I don't like this job. Yeah, take whatever. Just get the fucking hamburger, you know, whatever.
The fuck out of here.
No, man, that's
make
fine.
Me have to not do shit.
Yeah.
Just go.
Yeah, I just want to stand here.
That's crazy though. Fucking Six Flags has a lot of, like, a good amount, a couple deaths, and it's still around. Like, not even deaths could shut that spot down. Like, shit. You know?
Nah, crazy. It's crazy, fool. Remember how we used to pull up in the spot and it was like, you get there, it's off the freeway, and you go up beside a hill and you're right there, you park?
Yeah.
All right. Well, when you go there now, when you get off the freeway, there's nothing but businesses around there, fool. Everything.
Is that
it's not
McDonald's, Wendy's, Starbucks, In-N-Out, Tommy's,
the Denny's across the
gas
street.
Stations, whatever is there, it's there and more. But now you keep going where you go into Six Flags and you make that right. You're right there in the parking lot. Now you keep going straight and there's fucking pads up in the mix.
What? Houses?
Pads. There's pads in there. It's like, it's become something else, fool, like, straight up. But when it comes down to it, man, like, Six Flags is the ultimate theme park that I can think of. Between all of them, I've been to a lot of them. You know, we talked about Knott's, Disneyland. I've been to Raging Waters. You know, like, we've been to a lot of them. Fucking Legoland, all that bullshit, you know? Like, Disney World, all that bullshit they're talking about. I've been to a lot of them, man, but, like, Six Flags has got to be the OG gangster shit, man, because, like, you get on those rides and it's like, you're gonna get fucked up, you're gonna enjoy a ride, or you're gonna die. Those are your choices. Ooh, like, straight up, man. There's one that is new to that spot that is called Deja Vu. I don't know. They got all kinds of names. Ooh, they got Wonder Woman. Batman is still there, but the Batman show doesn't exist no more.
Oh, that was dope.
You know,
yeah.
Like, you know, remember there was a tidal wave or some shit like that where it was just like a big ass splash, you know?
Yeah,
like,
yeah. That's not there.
They're still fixing it for a long time, you know? Like, there's a lot of shit like that.
Imagine Colossus, the King Kong?
I've been on it.
I heard, but remember back in the day, we seen King Kong live.
Now the biggest one right
now
there
is the screen. I heard it.
No, the biggest one right there now is the Jurassic Park one. That shit came over all that shit. You know, like
I want to do that shit. I've been on the old one, but then they remodeled
it. It's just a screen. It looks real, but it's a screen.
I wonder who was the first theme park. Like, what was the first theme park? Not
you don't
six.
Know.
Yeah,
I would think Six Flags.
Just because I think
you
Knott's
just got the publicity, but there was one that existed.
Yeah, there was one that a slow ride.
Nobody knew about except the people that were right there.
It was in some folks' backyard.
Pushing that shit.
Not even. It's in the public streets. Well, I don't give a fuck. That way I can't claim no liability. You know. That's how it is, man. Those shits are born from that griminess. Like, you know. It's funny how, like, those carnival games, you could beat them. It was just skill. And then at one point, it became just a swindle. Fool. Like, there's no beating that shit. It's fixed, homie. Like, straight up, like, it's not just skill no more. It's just, you're going to lose.
Fool. Yeah, carnivals are fun, though, man, you know? Like, but yeah, you know, you're talking about Six Flags, you want to rush, get on them carnival rides. That shit's more than a fucking risk, man, yo.
Imagine they create, like, a fucking, you know, it's been so long in one day. What if they just create, like, instead of lines walking, it's just escalated. Like, you're just standing and it just guides you through, like, shit.
That's a fucking Vision Man Future type shit, huh?
Cause I don't know, I always say that shit. What if there is fucking just something that guides you, where you know, like an escalator, like, cause you're walking, you know, why not just get escalated all the way, just stand still. I don't know. I always thought that shit was funny and trippy.
You're too thinking about Vegas.
Vegas. I might go there tomorrow.
Moving on.
Nah, but that'll count.
Sound like a bitch, fool. No.
Dick drive their car, not pussy.
That's a big one for what it is. That's a statement that has existed between me and my personality right there. Dick drive this car, not pussy.
Mike F, straight I appreciate up, that
we're
knowledge.
Getting into the drunk shit again, man.
No, we're not. But dick drive this car, not pussy, man. And on that note, I'm going to recommend my shit. Bringing this shit, man. This is Psych on the Mic. This is Psych on the Mic telling you my recommendation.
Shit.
John fucking Wick.
Yeah, you know. So I guess I'm going to have to go with a movie. And I want to say it's really underrated. You know, like, I feel like it's like one of those movies where, like, when you watch Total Recall and then, like, 15 years later, it's like you see the knowledge that they showed in that shit, you know, technology and shit. I have to say it's called Free Guy. It's for Ryan Reynolds. That shit, like, shows metaverse, like, how it's gonna be mixed with society, and it shows also how, like, the cash flow of, like, crypto is gonna be flowing in reality. Like, I don't know, I think it's one of those movies where they're showing you already. So don't be surprised 15 years later. This, I don't know, it's pretty good, man. I recommend that movie. You know, you can even watch it with your family if you got a family, you know. It's PG. But, you know, it's cool. Check it out. That's my recommendation.
Yeah. And for me, man, I recommend the new Predator movie in the franchise, Prey. You know, if you haven't seen it, it's good, you know. It reminds me a lot of the first one. You know, I can compare it to that. The other ones are kind of like filler in the Predator series. But the first and this one, Prey, I mean, they knew what they were fucking doing, man. And they brought it. So check it out. It's on Hulu, free.
I'm trying to sign up out this piece. It's like a mic saying peace.
17 saying peace.
Microphone speaker, peace.